안녕하세요. 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취자 여러분, 저는 이번 주 팟캐스트 진행을 맡은 강영 기자입니다. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining the Korea Herald podcast this week. I'm 강영 and we are happily joined by our copy editor Naomi.
Hi everyone, it's Naomi. I hope you're all having a great day.
How have you been?
Good. I'm really glad to start seeing some cherry blossoms along the streets. Mm-hmm. We don't have that in Hong Kong, so it's a welcoming sight, and I'm really excited.
It's definitely a season for, you know, to go on a picnic or take a walk. Yeah, it's a beautiful sight, I think. But anyway, so let's get started. 오늘 저희가 준비한 두 가지 기사는요. 첫 번째는 서울시가 외국인 노동자 코로나 전수조사 방침을 철회했다는 내용이고, 두 번째 기사는 2인 이하 가구 수가 1,460만 가구에 육박해서 역대 최고치를 기록했다는 내용을 준비했습니다. 그래서 첫 번째 서울시 관련 기사부터 바로 나오미가 읽어주겠습니다. Naomi, will you?
Seoul withdraws testing mandate for all foreign workers. The Seoul city government on Friday withdrew an order requiring mandatory coronavirus testing for all foreign workers after facing criticism from foreigners, medical workers, and the Human Rights Commission. The government now only recommends that foreign workers at high-risk workplaces, such as those in closed, dense, and enclosed work environments, undergo diagnostic tests by March 31st. It also recommends Koreans employed at the same business establishments to get tested. The change came after the National Human Rights Commission of Korea also launched an investigation on Friday into the city government's decision to mandate coronavirus tests for all foreign workers after some foreigners filed a petition against the administrative order. Earlier on Tuesday, the Seoul government issued an administrative order requiring all foreign workers in the city to undergo diagnostic tests from March 17th to 31st to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Fines of up to 2 million won will be imposed if they fail to get tested during the period.
그래서 첫 번째 기사가 서울시가 굉장히 논란이 됐고 비판의 대상이 됐던 모든 외국인 근로자에 대한 코로나 바이러스 의무 검사를 철회했다는 내용의 기사입니다. 바로 첫 번째 paragraph 보시죠. The Seoul City Government on Friday withdrew an order. Withdrew. What did they do?
So they took it back. They removed it. They canceled it, which is great news for me.
Were you required to take the test, or did the companies tell you anything about this?
Yeah. So originally, the order was that any companies that hired one or more foreign employees were required. So it means that us copy editors would also be required. And we were preparing to take the test, but luckily the order, the withdrawal or removal came around in time. So yes, now we don't have to get tested.
Good news. 방금 나오미가 말한 중 것처럼 withdrew는 withdraw의 과거형이고 우리말로 하면 철회하다, take it back, 물러나다, 다시 가져오다인데 서울시가 그래서 금요일 날 어떤 명령을 철회했냐? This order requiring mandatory coronavirus testing for all foreign workers. Mandatory coronavirus testing?
So it means necessary or required, or another synonym would be obligatory.
그래서 mandatory는 방금 말해준 단어들의 뜻이 모두 의무적인, 필수인, 요구되는. 지난주 금요일에 서울시가 외국인 근로자에 대한 코로나 바이러스 의무 검사를 철회한 거죠. 근데 이게 after facing criticism from foreigners, medical workers, and the Human Rights Commission faced criticism.
Oh, when it receives a lot of criticism, that means a lot of people criticized it. Mm. It means that they, you know, they were against it. They found a lot of faults or mistakes. They basically think it shouldn't happen.
Criticism은 비판, 비난. When we say critic, 그러면 비평가. 뭐. So facing criticism from foreigners, medical workers, and the Human Rights Commission은 서울시가 이 결정을 지난주에 했는데 행정명령 발표를 하고 나서 외국인들뿐만 아니라 의료계에 종사하는 분들, medical workers and the Human Rights Commission, 인권위원회의 비판에 직면해서 결국 뺐습니다. 한 발 물러났죠. So the government now only recommends that foreign workers at high-risk workplaces such as those in closed, dense, and enclosed work environments. Dense?
It means to be really packed or squeezed tightly together. So for example, Hong Kong is a very dense, compact city. You have a lot of buildings squeezed together.
Dense는 빽빽한 또는 밀집한 이런 의미로 쓰이고요. 그래서 이 결정을 바꾼 게 서울시 정부는 the government recommend 권고하는 게 외국인 근로자분들 중에 고위험 작업장에서 일하시는 분들 예를 들면 close dense and enclosed가 우리말로 했을 때 close는 밀접, dense는 밀집 그리고 enclosed는 밀폐 이걸 3밀 환경이라고 작년에 언론에서 많이 표현을 했습니다 이게 집단 감염이 일어난 작업 환경에 공통된 부분이었다고 해요 when there was less air circulation and everyone's packed together 그래서 이렇게 고위험 작업장에 근무하는 외국인 근로자들에게 코로나 바이러스 검사를 3월 31일까지 undergo diagnostic test by March 31st. And I already explained what enclosed is, but could you?
it just means that, you know, if a place is closed off on all sides, it's surrounded, it's not well ventilated, so a confined space.
Enclosed는 아까처럼 뭐 이제 에어사인, 이제 동봉된, 그래서 여기서는 밀폐된 의미라고 쓰인 거고 저는 이 단어를 외울 때 그 close means, you know, close, 닫는 건데 enclosed 그래서 약간 close를 이렇게 에워싼다는 느낌으로 외웠습니다. So, 그래서 청취자분들 혹시 이 단어 외우는 거 어떻게 외우는지 궁금하시면 저는 그렇게 외웠다는 거. 여튼, and then they recommend these foreign workers to undergo diagnostic tests.
Yeah, so it means to go through, to take, or to receive them?
I think this undergo word is used often when we're talking about receiving surgery or going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually, yeah, you can say, oh yeah, I had to undergo surgery for my blah blah injury, mm-hmm. or you can say this industry underwent a lot of changes, so it's a lot of, I guess, use it in a more like formal setting.
그래서 undergo는 받다 또는 뭐 겪다 이런 의미로 쓰일 수 있어서 방금 저랑 네오미가 말한 것처럼 의료적인 어떤 수술, 시술을 받았다 또는 코로나 바이러스 검사를 받았다 라고도 쓰이기도 하고 겪다의 의미로는 he underwent some hard times 좀 어려운 시간을 겪었다고 했을 때도 undergo라는 단어를 쓸 수도 있습니다 and it also recommends Koreans employed at the same business establishments to get tested 이러한 고위험 작업장에 일하는 한국인 근로자도 똑같이 코로나 바이러스를 검사받기를 권고했습니다. 같은 3월 31일까지. And the third paragraph, the change came after the National Human Rights Commission of Korea also launched an investigation on Friday. Launched an investigation.
Yeah, so if you think about it, you launch a rocket into outer space, right? So that means to start or to begin or you kick off a project or an event.
방금 네오미가 말한 것처럼 시작하다, launch, 시작하다, 뭐 개시하다, 착수하다. 여기서는 이러한 서울시의 행정명령 철회 변화, the change가 그 의미고 이게 National Human Rights Commission of Korea는 그 국가인권위원회입니다. 국가인권위원회가 launched an investigation, 조사를 착수했어요. On Friday, 금요일에 into the city government's decision to mandate coronavirus tests for all foreign workers. 이러면 서울시의 결정이죠. 어떤 결정이냐면 외국인 근로자들에게 코로나 바이러스 검사를 mandate는 의무화하는 거니까 이러한 결정에 대한 조사를 착수했고 이 결정에 대한 조사를 착수한 건 after some foreigners filed a petition against the administrative order. Filed a petition.
Yeah, because of all the criticism it got, a lot of foreigners were so angry that they filed a petition. A petition is a formal request. You know, signed by many people, or it's a plea or an appeal. And to file means to submit, or to launch, or to lodge a petition.
네, 그래서 여기서는 file a petition 이러면 탄원서를 제출하다, 약간 공식적으로 그 국가인권위원회에 낸 거죠. 여러 명의 사인을 받아서 서명을 받아가지고 이게 추가적으로는 이 결정에 대해 사실 중앙정부도 Prime Minister Chung, he said 유감. Sorry for this happening.
Yeah, it seems unfortunate.
Wonder who came up with this idea.
I was talking to a reporter, and they said originally that they were only going to require people who were working in a certain type of work environment, but then they said requiring those certain type of work environments or jobs would be a kind of job discrimination. So they expanded it to all foreigners. But yeah, I don't understand why they didn't think. I mean, they thought of a job discrimination, but they didn't think about a racial discrimination, like the possibility that it would have, you know, be so criticized. So yeah, I think it must have been some miscommunication or oversight.
그렇네요. 만약에 직업군별로 갔으면, I think it would have been received better than this all foreign workers thing. 결과적으로 what they did now is high risk workplaces depending on what your job is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
여튼 그래서 마지막 문단으로 가보면 earlier on Tuesday, the Seoul government issued an administrative order requiring all foreign workers in the city to undergo diagnostic tests March 17th and 31st to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Administrative order는 행정명령이라는 단어이고 그 코로나 이후에 사실 행정명령이 굉장히 뭐 뉴스에도 많이 나오고 여러 번 쓰여서 영어로는 이렇게 쓴다는 거 알고 계시면 좋을 것 같아서 넣어놨습니다. Fines of up to 2 million won. Fines?
It's a lot of money. Yeah, so a fine is a sum of money you have to pay as a penalty for breaking a law. So parking fine, littering fine.
벌금, 과태료라는 의미입니다. I'm fine, thank you, and you의 그 fine이 아니니 이런 그 이 fine은 좋은 fine이 아니에요. It's a bad fine. 그래서 최대 200만 원의 과태료가 will be imposed라고 하면
Yeah, so impose is you force something to be accepted or you to force something in place. In this case, you impose a fine or in a lot of news articles you would see the US impose sanctions on China. Or impose a ban on something.
So impose는 부과하다 또는 도입하다. 여기서는 fines of up to 2 million won이니까 최대 200만 원의 과태료가 부과된다는 거죠. If they fail to get tested during the period. 이 기간 동안 검사 받는 것을 하지 못한다면 그래서 이 서울시가 모든 외국인 근로자에 대한 코로나 바이러스 의무 검사를 철회했다는 기사 한번 보셨고 And Naomi will read the first article for us once again.
Seoul withdraws testing mandate for all foreign workers. The Seoul city government on Friday withdrew an order requiring mandatory coronavirus testing for all foreign workers after facing criticism from foreigners, medical workers, and the Human Rights Commission. The government now only recommends that foreign workers at high-risk workplaces, such as those in closed, dense, and enclosed work environments, undergo diagnostic tests by March 31st. It also recommends Koreans employed at the same business establishments to get tested. The change came after the National Human Rights Commission of Korea also launched an investigation on Friday into the city government's decision to mandate coronavirus tests for all foreign workers after some foreigners filed a petition against the administrative order. Earlier on Tuesday, the Seoul government issued an administrative order requiring all foreign workers in the city to undergo diagnostic tests from March 17th to 31st to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Fines of up to 2 million won will be imposed if they fail to get tested during the period.
Thank you, Naomi. And let's move on to the second article. 두 번째 기사에서 저희가 다룰 내용은 1인 가구의 비율이 사상 최대, 역대 최대를 기록했다는 내용입니다. So, Naomi, will you read the second article for us?
Smaller households hit record high of 14.6 million. All-time low fertility rates have caused a surge in the number of two-member households in South Korea, alongside the sharp increase in the number of single-person households amid sliding marriage rates, official data showed. According to the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, the number of one- or two-member households reached a record high of 14.61 million, 9.16 million and 5.44 million respectively, or 62.9% of the total 23.19 million households nationwide as of February. Looking at single-person households only, Their proportion of the nationwide total marked a record high of 39.5% in February 2021, as compared with 34.5% for the corresponding month in 2016 and 33.2% in 2011. Seoul and some major metropolitan cities, such as Busan and Daegu, face a growing portion of the young generation reluctant to get married in the wake of high unemployment rates and other uncertainties involving spiraling apartment prices.
Awesome. 두 번째 기사 바로 보시면 제목부터 Smaller households hit record high of 14.6 million. 소형 가구가 1,460만으로 사상 최고치를 기록했다는 기사인데요. All-time low fertility rates. All-time?
That means is of all-time. It's a historic record. So it can be all-time high or all-time low.
말 그대로 all-time 그러면 역대, 역대급 이런 말 우리 많이 쓰지 않습니까? 그래서 이 뒤에 all-time low가 붙으면 역대 최저, all-time high가 붙으면 역대 최고가 되는 겁니다. 그래서 안타깝게도 all-time low fertility rates have caused a surge in the number of two-member households in South Korea. 라는 문장은 역대 최저 출산율, fertility rate은?
Yeah, it means the number of children born as a proportion of the average annual population of women. So, less women are giving birth, less and less.
그렇습니다. Fertility rate은 출산율. 역대 최저 출산율로 인해 two-member households는 2인 가구 수가 급증한 거예요. Caused a surge, 이러면 급증했다는 내용이고 Alongside the sharp increase in the number of single-person households amid sliding marriage rates.
So sliding means, you imagine that you're going down a slide. So declining or decreasing or falling, means less people are getting married.
Sliding, 방금 말해준 것처럼 우리가 그 미끄럼틀 있죠. You slide down, 그러면 이렇게 미끄러지는 모습을 생각하시면 엄청 빨리 줄어들고 있는 거죠. 혼인율이 하락하는 가운데 1인 가구 수도 또 급증했어요. The sharp increase는 거의 it's almost the same as a surge.
Mm-hmm.
Surge나 sharp increase나 급증이라고 해석하시면 됩니다. Official data showed 공식 자료가 나타냈다. 이 공식 자료가 어디서 왔냐? According to the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, the Ministry of the Interior and Safety는 행정안전부입니다. The number of one or two member households reached a record high. Record high?
Yeah, you can use that interchangeably with all-time high as well. So, a historic high.
사상 최고 기록이라는 거죠. 그래서 record high, 사상 최고, 그 다음에 record low, 그러면 사상 최저. 그래서 행정안전부에 따르면 1, 2인 가구 수가 사상 최고치인 1,461만에 다다랐어요. 근데 여기서 9.16 million and 5.44 million respectively.
Yeah, so usually when you want to list numbers or figures or percentages of different categories, then you can use respectively at the end to show means each.
이게 그 영문 영어에서 되게 많이 쓰이는 건데 각각이라는 뜻입니다. 그래가지고 여기서는 1인 가구랑 2인 가구가 합쳐서 1,461만이라는 역대 최고치를 기록했는데 각각 1인 가구는 916만이었고 2인 가구는 544만이었다는 걸 나타내기 위해 respectively라는 단어를 썼고 or 62.9% of the total 23.19 million households nationwide as of Friday. As of February.
As of is just means at that point of time. You usually see it in a lot of news articles because these figures change quite often. So you need to put a time there to say when that was.
그래서 as of 뒤에는 보통 그 날짜나 아니면 뭐 이런 시간을 나타내는 그런 기준을 표현하고 싶을 때 왜냐하면 이 기사나 글을 쓴 이후에 방금 네오미가 말해준 것처럼 these numbers change. 그때는 이랬다. 2월 기준인 거죠. And looking at single-person households only, 1인 가구만을 살펴봤을 때 their proportion of the nationwide total. Proportion?
So you can say, you can replace it with the share or the part or percentage even?
그래서 proportion은 전체의 뭐 부분 또는 비율 이라고 볼 수 있고 their proportion of the nationwide total 그러면 전국의 가구 중 그들의 비율이라고 해석하면 됩니다. 근데 이게 marked a record high, 아까 나왔죠. 사상 최고치인 39.5% in February 2021. 역대 최고치인 39.5%. 그러니까 10가구 중 4가구는 1인 가구라는 거죠. As compared with 34.5%. As compared with?
Yeah, you usually use this when you want to point out the differences or juxtapose two or three things. So here they're trying to compare the differences in the percentages of single-person households.
Compared with 그러면 뭐뭐랑 비교해서 여기 방금 설명해 준 것처럼 더 드러내고 싶을 때 올해 2월에 1인 가구의 비율이 39.5%였는데 이게 34.5%였어요. For the corresponding month, corresponding이라 그러면
oftentimes you want to compare it with the same period, so that way it's a fair comparison. And it says in February 2021. So if they say the corresponding month, it means the same or the equivalent time period.
Can we say the same month instead of corresponding?
Yes, yeah. you can use that in replacement.
Corresponding이라는 단어 자체의 뜻은 해당하는 이라는 의미를 가지고 있어서 그래서 해당 달인 거죠. 해당 월. 여기서는 2016년에 2월이 되겠고 그때는 1인 가구의 비율이 34.5%였고 2011년으로 더 내려가면 33.2%였으니 불과 뭐 5년, 10년 전에 비해 굉장히 또 증가를 했죠. 1인 가구의 비율이. And then Seoul and some major metropolitan cities such as Busan and Daegu. Metropolitan?
So usually Metropolis is a big city or a capital, so metropolitan cities just means they have those characteristics.
대도시의 특성을 가지고 있다고 보면 됩니다. 서울, 뭐 부산, 대구와 같은 주요 대도시들이 face a growing portion of the young generation, 증가하는 젊은 세대의 비율을 마주한다는 거예요. 근데 이 젊은 세대가 reluctant to get married. Reluctant?
So they're not willing to. They don't want to get married. And I guess some synonyms would be unwilling or they're hesitant or unenthusiastic about getting married.
Reluctant는 뭐뭐 하기 꺼려하는, 뭐뭐 주저하는. 그래서 여기서는 결혼하기를 get married를 reluctant니까 결혼을 약간 주저하거나 꺼리는 젊은 세대 비율이 증가하고 있다는 거죠. 이런 주요 대도시들에서. In the wake of high unemployment rates and other uncertainties involving spiraling apartment prices. In the wake of.
It means something happens after and usually often because of it. So a lot of articles nowadays you would see, oh, businesses suffered in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic.
In the wake of는 뭐뭐의 뒤이어서 또는 뭐뭐의 결과로서. 방금 예시 든 문장은 기업들이 어려운 시간을 보내고 있는 게 코로나 바이러스 이후, 코로나 바이러스의 결과로. 근데 여기서는 젊은 세대가 결혼하는 걸 약간 주저하고 꺼려해요. 근데 이게 어떤 거의 결과냐. High unemployment rates는 높은 실업률, other uncertainties, 또 다른 불확실성들이 있는데 이게 involving spiraling apartment prices. Spiraling?
Here it means, you know, out of control. It has a dramatic increase. So some synonyms you could use would be skyrocketing or soaring, escalating housing prices.
그래서 상승하는 의미로 쓰였습니다. 여기서 spiraling. 근데 방금 말해준 단어들이 모두 이제 급등하는, 뭐 엄청 폭증하는 아파트 가격이죠. 이것 또한 젊은 세대가 결혼을 좀 주저하는 이유 중에 하나라고 이제 말하죠. Anyways, Naomi will read the second article for us once again.
Smaller households hit record high of 14.6 million. All-time low fertility rates have caused a surge in the number of two-member households in South Korea, alongside the sharp increase in the number of single-person households amid sliding marriage rates, official data showed. According to the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, the number of one- or two-member households reached a record high of 14.61 million, 9.16 million, and 5.44 million, respectively, or 62.9% of the total 23.19 million households nationwide as of February. Looking at single-person households only, their proportion of the nationwide total marked a record high of 39.5% in February 2021, as compared with 34.5% for the corresponding month in 2016 and 33.2% in 2011. Seoul and some major metropolitan cities, such as Busan and Daegu, face a growing portion of the young generation reluctant to get married in the wake of high unemployment rates and other uncertainties involving spiraling apartment prices.
Thank you, Naomi. That does it for us today. 오늘 저희가 준비한 두 가지 기사 여기까지고요. 이번 주도 저희 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취해 주셔서 감사드리고 남은 한 주 즐거운 시간 보내시길 바라면서 저희는 다음에 뵙겠습니다.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.